Wells glanced at his collar chip for the 14th time since he'd sat down 2 minutes earlier. The message Clark had sent him earlier that day had sounded anxious, and she'd been acting strange for the past few weeks. Wells had barely seen her, and the few times he managed to track her down, she'd been practically twitching with nervous energy. He couldn't help but worry that she was about to break up with him. The only thing that kept the anxiety from burning a hole through his stomach was the knowledge that she probably wouldn't have chosen the library to dump him. It'd be cruel to tarnish the spot they both loved best. Clark wouldn't do that to him. He heard footsteps and rose to his feet as the overhead lights flickered back on. Wells had been still for so long that the library had forgotten his presence, the dim safety lights on the floor providing the only light. Clark approached, still wearing her scrubs, which normally made him smile. He loved that she didn't spend hours stressing over her appearance, like most girls on Phoenix. But the blue top and pants fell too loosely from her frame, and there were dark circles under her eyes. "Hey," he said, stepping forward to kiss her lightly in greeting. She didn't move away, but she didn't kiss him back. "Are you okay?" he asked, even though he knew full well that she wasn't. "Wells," she said, her voice breaking. She blinked back tears, his eyes widened in alarm. Clark never cried. "Hey," he murmured, putting his arm around her to lead her to the couch. Her legs seemed to buckle beneath her. "It'll be okay, I promise. Just tell me what's going on." She stared at him, and he could see her urge to confide in him, battling her fear. "I need you to promise me that you won't say anything about this to anyone." He nodded. "Of course." "I'm serious. This isn't gossip. This is real. Life or death." Wells squeezed her hand. "Clark, you know you can tell me anything." "I found out." She took a breath, closed her eyes for a moment, and then started again. "You know about my parents' radiation research?" He nodded. Her parents were in charge of a massive ongoing study meant to determine when, if ever, it would be safe for humans to return to Earth.